Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You might remember last year hearing about Ella Mills, who sadly passed away in a kayaking accident in Washington in the US just last August. And her dad, Ralph Mills, is with me on the programme today because, Ralph, you're going to attempt to set a world record in Ella's honour. How are you?
That's correct. I'm well, a little tired. I've just had a 4-hour session in the pool, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah, good. I know you've taken some time out of your training to chat to us today. Will you just tell us a little bit about Ella first of all, Ralph?
Oh, she was just a brilliant kid. I mean, she really was. Our first daughter, she was smart and just, oh, there was so much about her. Some kids take a while to sort of reveal their personality, but we knew exactly who Ella was. And she was wonderful and she would have done great things in the world. Absolutely no doubt about that.
She was studying in the States. Isn't that why she was there?
She was, yes. She was doing the dual BA at Trinity and Columbia. So she did 2 years at Trinity and she was about to start her 2 years. And really everything in her life had been directed to that point. From a very young age, she decided she wanted to live in New York. And she'd heard about the dual BA. She completely set her sights on it and had a relatively quiet first couple of weeks, years of college, just so that she could save the money and get the grades. And she was just about to realise her dream.
And she was over in the States in Washington last August, about to start the course, the English programme at Columbia University in New York. And she went, it was a trip, wasn't it? She was kayaking.
Yes, it was the Whitewater Kayaking Society. And they went to a difficult stretch of the Potomac River, which is you need to know it well, as I since found out from the local kayakers. And yes, she came out of the kayak on a very rough stretch and was pinned under a rock. And despite the efforts of all the kayakers there on the scene, yeah, she drowned.
Oh, God. That's a terrible tragedy, Ralph, for you and the family. I'm sure you recall quite well where you were when you got that call and heard the heartbreaking news.
Vividly, 5 o'clock in the morning, call from Clontarf guards saying they were going to send a couple of officers round. And then we just had that 15 minutes wait for them to appear at the door all the time, really knowing, you know, they don't call you at that time in the morning unless it's something really serious. So that point the world imploded.
You obviously, the aftermath of going over to the States and bringing Ella, getting Ella back home to Ireland, the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, and know a lot of our listeners would be quite familiar with it, Ralph, but they were very good. They helped out at the time.
Well, we actually didn't call on their help ourselves. Ella had to be fully insured to be part of the programme. We had incredible help. Now, I had to stay at home with our then 14-year-old twins. Joanne went over with her sister. And that's where we learned of the existence of Kevin Bell. I mean, the kind of organisation you don't want to ever know about their existence. But if you need them, they're just incredible. Now, we had a load of help. There's the Garda liaison, Dan Cowman in Washington, was absolutely superb. I mean, he pretty much provided a personal equerry service for the week for Joanne and her sister, just getting everything done he could, you know, applying pressure wherever he could just to expedite this thing and let us bring our girl home. But even with all that, and this is America, you know, it's a country with which we have very close relations. Yeah. But despite all of that, it was utterly harrowing for Joanne. I mean, it really was. So that sort of brought it to our attention, what a service Kevin Bell provides. just in helping people negotiate, helping if they people are uninsured and can't finance the repatriation of the body, they will step in. I mean, they're there just as a partner to try and help people through absolutely the lowest point of their lives. Yeah.
They're the worst of times. It's an incredible what they do at the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. But despite everything you've gone through and the family and Joanne, Ralph, in the past 12 months, that's why you're completing this Aqua Marathon to try and raise funds for the trust. Will you just explain what that involves?
Right. It involves running up and down a swimming pool for about 20 hours. So, yeah, it's the 26 miles and whatever in a chest-deep swimming pool. I'm doing it at Westwood Club in Clontarf. I'm actually sitting in the car park at the moment.
Right. So you're in the right in the middle of training at the minute, Ralph.
Yes. I'm going to hop back in after this. So it's a constant depth of pool and it has a rough concrete floor, which is essential. If it's tiled, you're not going to get any traction.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely ideal. And it's something I used to do at the end of a swim, just have a few lengths running up and down just to cool down. And it was on one of these runs and I was toying with the idea of doing something in Ella's name. And I thought whatever I did had to be, you know, had to be big. It had to be significant. And it just occurred to me as I was running up and down, I wonder if there are any world records associated with this.
Right.
So went home, looked it up on the Guinness World Records site. And
there it was.
There it was, but unclaimed. So as yet, no one has presented evidence to Guinness World Records.
So that's what you're hoping to do. What time do you have to, or how will you be the claimant of the world record attempt?
Well, they send you a pack with all the evidence you need to put together. You need to have witnesses, film evidence, if applicable. And we can do all that with the help of Westwood. And then compile all this, send it to them with the time. And if all is above board, then yes, that'll be the world record.
When are you hoping to do this, Ralph?
It's August 25th is the date. So we'll probably be starting around about midnight.
On August 25th. And how's the training going?
It's going really well.
Yeah,
I mean,
good.
It's such a fantastic activity. It's really tolerable. And in fact, if you get any muscle aches and pains, a physio will often tell you to go and run up and down a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So as you're doing it, as you get into sort of 10th, 11th hour, you do get pains popping up now and then.
Of course, I'll believe it, yeah.
Yeah, and you keep going and the pains fix themselves. It's like magic. So yeah, it's more a nutritional and mental problem than an athletic one.
Well, if people listening today want to support you in any way, Ralph, in memory of your daughter Ella, where can they do that? I know you have a GoFundMe page set up.
Yes, the name of the GoFundMe is One Foot in Front of the Other.
Great name.
And yes, if they go in, well, they can search for it on the GoFundMe site. Or there's a URL, which is www.gofundme.com/F/, and then it's the initials of one foot in the other, in front of the other.
And they can get to there.
So OFIFOTO 2024.com.
Well, look, I know it'll be a very difficult day, I'm sure, for you emotionally and obviously physically too, but emotionally thinking of Ella on the day when you're doing this. But
it's actually the anniversary of when we dropped Ella off in New York as a family.
Gosh.
So it'll be a year from the day we last saw her.
Well, it's a lovely thing to do, Ralph, and I'm sure it'll be a tough day for you and Joanne and the family, and we'll be thinking of you, and hopefully a lot of people will support you in your effort to raise funds for the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. But thanks a million for taking the time from your training today to chat to us here in Lunchtime Live.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Not at all. Take care, Ralph, I should say. That's Ralph Mills there. Just an absolutely incredible thing to do, isn't it? And I know a lot of our listeners will have, you know, stories and unfortunately experience of dealing with the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, but it's pretty incredible what they do for people on an annual basis.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.